fox in the snow. Where do you go to find something you could eat? 'Cause the word out on the street is you are starving. Don't let yourself go hungry now. Don't let yourself grow cold. Fox in the snow. Girl in the snow, where do you go to find someone who will do? Tell someone all the truth before it kills you. Listen to your crazy laugh before you hang a right and disappear from sight. What do they know anyway? You read it in a book. What do they know anyway? You read it in a book tonight. Cycle round the town. You're going up, you're going down, you're going nowhere. It's not as if they're paying you. It's not as if it's fun. At least not anymore. When your legs are black and blue, it's time to take a break. When your legs are black and blue, time to take a holiday.
That was How It Goes by Will Adams. Never heard that one before, but we got our first request, so that's fun. Thanks for calling in and requesting a little song you wanted to hear. Hi, I'm Erin, and Amaya, where are you? Just kidding. They're on the way. But hi, welcome back to Aftertaste on WMFO. Whoa. So it's not my day, but I decided to intro what Amaya has coming up for us. And yeah, they've got Goodbye by Brockhampton from their album TM. And I'm sure they have words for this one. So stay tuned. This is Goodbye, Brockhampton.
Was always a loser, you thought it was cool. What's the move? What's the move? Love me and leave me, I never could choose. Thanks to you, thanks to you. It's over, I'm out. Yeah, at your
Hello.
Wow.
I'm like panting because I sprinted here. I was
out
late.
Of breath, love.
I was in my tish grind.
So
how are you?
Professional and academic.
Happy sunny Sunday.
Happy sunny Sunday.
Delish.
Wow, this is like reunion of the century. I don't think Amaya and I have had a show in like weeks.
No, we haven't because spring break. And then I missed two shows, I think.
Bruh.
It was so sad.
Bruh. But we're here now.
But let's jump in.
I'm happy.
Yay. So I'm going to be playing Whoa. Where did this playlist go?
I don't know.
Oh,
just click on
Slay.
Yeah.
Okay. Happy Sunday. I have lots of jams for you today. We were recently blessed with a new album from the incredible boy genius.
Ooh, I saw.
Phoebe Bridgers, Julian Baker, and Lucy Dacus.
Mm-hmm.
three incredibly talented musicians.
Mm-hmm.
I was screaming and crying when the album came out.
Same.
You listened?
Not yet.
It's so good. It's, I mean, the album is called The Record. And it's amazing, and I'm about to play a song. It's one of my favorites. I think I have top three, and I wanted to play all three, but I think that's overdoing it.
No, it's not.
So this one is called Not Strong Enough, and I hope you enjoy.
Yay!
It would only
somebody found it somewhere at an old flea market fair with no number on the tag. Let it go for half a dollar. Well, it didn't even bother. Wrap it up inside a bag.
getting all lit up about the outdoor malls. Baby, let me show you the synthetic palm. Couldn't we believe it was the hand of God making water boogie to a Kesha song?
Make me weak, weak. I don't everything I do. Take me further from you. Three boys were give, I wasn't so tethered to you.
That was Three Boys by Omar Apollo, a song about not wanting to have a threesome.
Real.
Which is so slay. He said, Frank, no.
No?
No.
Oh, my God.
I appreciate Omar Apollo's music even more now that I know that him and Frank are dating.
That's everything to me.
I know. Okay, so this next song is by my dear friend Matilda Marigold.
Let's go.
She just released a new single, and it's so freaking good.
Hello, Miss Berkeley.
And I would just like to shout out that Matilda Marigold's won Best New Artist at the Berklee School of Music Career Jam Awards.
Wow, I saw someone who was literally performing there.
Yeah, she performed, bro. And it was on TV, and she won Best New Artist, which is amazing.
Let's go.
So I'm just gonna keep hyping her up on this.
No, exactly.
On this radio show.
Wow.
Yeah, I hope you... It's a pretty short song, but it's pretty fantastic. And then after that, I'm going to play Sidelines by Phoebe Bridgers, which is such an underrated Phoebe song. And it's a very different sound, and I encourage you to listen to the production of this song. The lyrics are good. Slay, Phoebe.
You're like, hmm.
But the production of the song is pretty spectacular, and I don't know why it doesn't get more hype.
Mm.
But yeah, I hope you enjoy Time to Go by Matilda Marigold, because... she slays. She eats it up every time. She cooks in the kitchen and then serves us on a golden platter.
She was brewing in the stew. She was there.
She was there and she was brewing. Okay. This is Time to Go.
Turn it up.
Oh, I think it's time to go. Are washing over me so slow, and I
nothing else. Like a Sighing. News had just come over. We had 5 years left crying. News guy wept and told us Earth was really dying. Cried so much his face was wet. Then I knew he was not lying. I heard telephones, opera house, favorite melodies. I saw boys, toys, electric irons and TVs. My brain hurt like a warehouse, it had no room to spare. I had to cram so many things to store everything in there. And all the fat, skinny people. Hadn't pulled her off, I think she would have killed them. A soldier with a broken arm fixed his death to the wheels of a Cadillac. A cop knelt and kissed the feet of a priest, and a queer threw up the sight of that. I think I saw you in an ice cream parlor, drinking milkshakes cold and long, smiling and waving and looking so fine. Don't think you knew you were in the song. And it was cold and it rained, so I felt like an actor. And I thought,
That was 5 years, David Bowie. The song before that was called David Bowie, I've Loved You Since I Was Six, which I think is very appropriate. And that song is by the Brian Jonestown Massacre, which is like not a new artist, and yet recently discovered them and am obsessed. Okay, so the next song, well, first of all, let's talk. We haven't talked.
First of all, we have 5 years. Okay.
We have 5 years.
We literally have five years. Actually, no. You've got 3 years now.
I have three more years.
It's crazy.
I know, but I have 5 years. 5 years.
5 years. Sorry, guys.
I think that I was thinking about, like, 1 week for this show playing some songs from my top five no skip albums. Mm-hmm. And The Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust and The Spiders from Mars is in my, like, top three no-skip albums. I think that album is freaking fantastic, man.
Freaking fantastic.
Okay, so this next song is by Charlie Hickey. And if none of you, I don't know, people should know Charlie Hickey. He's the male version of Phoebe Bridgers.
Oh, okay.
She discovered him and signed him to her record label, and you can hear why she signed him. Yeah. Like, they, I mean, she's on his first EP ever, I think, is called, I'm gonna play the title track from that. It's called Count the Stairs. I could be lying, but I'm pretty sure it's called Count the Stairs. And you can absolutely hear that Phoebe is both, like, produced the album, sings on it, and they just have a really similar sound. And yet his more recent stuff, he definitely has kind of formed his own sound. But I'm obsessed with Charlie Hickey. I've seen him live, great live, very nice dude.
Where?
Rickshaw?
What is that?
San Francisco.
Oh, okay.
What
is that?
It was a really small show. It was like,
that's nice.
It was like once shows could happen again after the pandemic. Yeah, he's great. He's so frazzled by, like, being famous, which I think is really funny. But yeah, so I'm gonna play a song called Count the Stairs. It's very sad. And then after that, I caved. I'm going to play another Boy Genius song.
No, as you should.
It's called Leonard Cohen, and it's just brilliant songwriting, and I don't really have a lot to say today about this music. I'm just so enthusiastic about it.
Yes, please.
I've been discovering a lot of new music lately, and it's, like, really exciting. But then I come on this show and I just want to play, like, old music that I love.
I know.
You know?
I know.
But it's taking everything in me to not play a 1975 song today.
But you've been eating with the new releases lately.
Have I? I'm trying.
You have been.
There's a song that I can't play on here because it's explicit, but it really is one of my favorite songs right now. It's called Kill Her Freak Out, and it's by Samia. It's on her new album. And I mean, that album is, it's not a no skip album. I played Charm You earlier, and that song is off it. It's not a no skip album. There's some, like, interesting choices, but it is just, like, I just keep going back to it. I keep going back to it. I understand. That is my favorite new release, I think.
Good.
Yeah, and excellent. Obviously everything Matilda has been putting out.
Personally, I was shocked by the new Tyler release because I woke up.
I haven't listened.
I was like, what is this, sir?
Is it
good? Did I wait 2 years for just a deluxe album? Sorry. Not to be a hater or anything,
but I was
just like, it's just Call Me If You Get Lost, and then, like, a couple of more, like, already leaked demos, and I was like, where's Number, like, where is it?
Where's new material, sir?
No, but I still ate it up, but I'm still just like, hello.
Well, that's the thing about, like, once you're a Tyler fan, anything he does, you'll eat up.
Of course.
I like Tyler. I never became, like, that big of a fan. But yeah, so I'll have to listen to it. I'm waiting on Frank. It's been what, 5 years?
Six years? Wait for Coachella.
No, I don't want to.
I don't want to either. I'm so
like
mad.
Like I said this. So I said mad. This at the beginning of 2023. If Frank Ocean does not release new music by the end of this year, I don't know what I'm going to do. Yeah. I quit.
Yeah.
I'll never listen to music again.
I would literally just, someone find like the sleep button on me.
Yeah.
And I'll never wake up ever again.
Yeah. Shutdown. Actually, you know what I should do? Actually, no, that would be more. I was going to say, I should never listen to Frank Ocean again if he doesn't release Fat I Cry. No. Okay.
Just turn off the mic.
Yeah, so I hope you enjoy Charlie Hickey. I want to put everyone on Charlie Hickey because he's so slay.
Mm.
Okay.
Amen.
Hope you enjoy. Yeah.
She's gonna count the stairs. Are you aware there's something going on at home? Daughter on surveillance mode. Finger on her mother's pulse. She found her all dressed in white, color that she didn't like. You put a gun to my life, and then you killed all my time. She gave you a trigger and a bullet. I bet she thought that you'd never pull it. I bet she thought that you'd never pull it. Ooh, you said you lost your keys and wallet, and you forgot to close the taps. Can we pretend that nobody I know can reach me? Yours is the only place that I can go. Ooh, you called me crying in the morning and said I really just don't know what happened, but I think that you did. I think that you're just a kid. I think that you're just a kid, and I know that you're just growing leaves, and I hope you fall far from that tree. I can't make everything stop spinning, but whenever you feel sick, I'll be a symptom. Cut your teeth on me. I'll be a symptom. Cut your teeth on me.
said, if you love me, you will listen to this song. And I could tell that you were serious, so I didn't tell you you were driving the wrong way on the interstate until the song was done. You felt like an idiot, adding an hour to the drive. But it gave us more time to embarrass ourselves, telling stories we wouldn't tell anyone else. You said I might like you less now that you know me so well. I might like you less now that you know me so well. Leonard Cohen once said, there's a crack in everything that's how the light gets in. And I am not an old man having an existential crisis at a Buddhist monastery writing horny poetry. But I agree, never thought you'd happen to me. I never thought you'd happen to me.
Hello.
PSA time.
PSA time. Okay, I honestly just flipped through the book and just picked which one was there. So here okay. We go. Today, you brushed your teeth. You skipped the floss. You combed your hair. You went to work. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a brutal EF5 tornado. You never know when the day before is the quote-unquote day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. This PSA has been brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Thank you for that.
Guys, you don't know when the next tornado will be.
No.
Be careful.
Be careful.
Be careful.
That was so informative.
I know.
Also, my mommy just tuned in. Hi, mommy.
Hey.
Also, Hello Kitty 23.
Hello Kitty 23, we love you. Okay, so I'm gonna play two more songs.
Yay.
The first one is called Adult by Christian Leave, and Christian Leave has been around since, like, I don't know, 2015.
He was on
Vine.
I always think of, like, the album cover where he's like,
yeah, it's a great album cover. Aaron just made a good face.
Yes. It's the tongue out, like,
yeah, he's
silly,
like, smushed
goofy
against the glass.
Yes.
Yeah. But this song is called Adult. It's very good. It's very catchy. It's also, I don't know, being an adult is weird. He's writing about that. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Well, guess what? This is Amalia.
JK, this is Aaron.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Thanks for listening.
So this is Adult, and then I'm going to play Midnight Train to Georgia by Gladys Knight and the Pips. It's in my, I have a lot of top five playlists. It's in my top five songs I could always listen to.
Mm.
So I hope you enjoy.
Go. Bye.
You told me to look away. I said I seen better days, but you don't get that. You could never get that. Cause I've been living on my own for some time, making on my own for some time, and you still fight around with your mom. How can I give you what I know? Oh, you told me to look away, search out for the better days, but I don't get that. I have never felt this way on my own, dealing with the problems that give back. You told me to look away, search out for the better days, but I don't get that. I have never felt this way on my own, dealing with the problems that give back. You told me to find peace on my own time. It's not your responsibility to make me feel fine. Whoa.
possibilities. Care for you all the time. Whoa. You told me to look away, search out for the better days, but I don't get. For the better days, but I don't get that. I have never felt this way, yeah. On my own, dealing with the problems that give back. You told me to look away, search out for the better days, but I don't get that. I have never felt this way. On my own, dealing with the problems that give back. You told me to look away, search out for the better days, but I don't get that.